My name is Misha Smith, and I'm your guest host for today. My guest today is Mr. Kevin Lee! Kevin, what's something you hear about Vietnam that's not true?
So one of the things that my friends would ask me is, how is it like living in a communist country? Is it very restrictive?
Right.
Is it like, you know, you're constantly being surveilled? Like, come on, Vietnam's not like that. It's more kind of like Wild West, where almost anything goes.
Right.
You know, you want to create a business, you can. So is Vietnam very restrictive to a point? Yeah, but I don't think they restrict our freedoms a lot. In fact, right. I feel more free being here in Vietnam compared to being in Singapore.
Right.
Right. There's so many laws and rules and da 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 da.
Is it illegal to, sorry to tangent.
Yep.
Is it illegal to spit on the street in Singapore?
If you get caught, you get fined.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. If you get caught. And there are a lot of undercover officers wandering around.
Do they specialize in spitting?
Spitting, throwing cigarette butts on the floor.
You can take a shit on the street.
not in Singapore. You can try.
Love it. Sorry. Yeah, no, that's a great answer. Yeah, no, like. Yeah, people who have never been here, they assume it's like this, like, communist, that.
Yeah.
It's not like that at all.
Yeah, but Vietnam's not North Korea.
Exactly.
My name is Mikachu, and today I have the pleasure of being the host here. What's something you heard about Vietnam that's not true?
So it's not specifically about the country of Vietnam, but as an expat, I was told to join expat groups when I arrived, and that's the worst advice of joining groups like expat in Ho Chi Minh City, because it's full of trolls. It's an unsafe space to share anything. Like, once you ask a question, there's so many people who are just commenting very negative things and commenting, judging you. However, I love the female expats group, where it's much better. And whenever you need the help, you get it instantly, basically.
I am Paul Villanova, and I will be your guest host. My guest today is a professional basketball player, national team captain, business owner, and entrepreneur. Justin Young, what's something that you heard about Vietnam that's not true?
I mean, Vietnamese is a dirty country. Vietnamese is underdeveloped. That's where I hear a lot from my friends. And I mean, it's dirty in some places, but most of the places it's gotten a lot better. So that's definitely not true in terms of that.
Yeah, I think you could sort of cherry pick that in any country, really.
Yeah,
like I could show you streets in Australia that are horrible.
My name is Neil McKay, and I'm your host. My guest today is a fellow comedian, Matt Tran. All right, Matt, what's something that you'd heard about Vietnam that's not true?
Okay, so this is actually quite different than what we talked about, is that the rudeness. I think a lot of people think within Asian countries, there's maybe some like level of rudeness or no concept of personal space, which I think more so is about China.
There's definitely no concept of personal space. Come on. I've been waiting in line and the guy behind me is like over my shoulder. I'm like, dude, why are you just wait in line 1 meter back? Like, you don't need to be.
I would say it's not as egregious out here.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never been to China. As
okay.
Plus.
It's worse.
Right.
Yeah. It's very terrible out there. I mean, people do not give a fuck. But out here, at least there is some some respect to it. So, yeah, I'll say that.
Today is the CEO at OMG Talent Group, Mike Nguyen. So, Mike, what's something you hear about Vietnam that's not true?
There's a lot of people have a perception that we don't have five-star hotels, that we don't have the proper facilities to host big events or conferences or expos when we actually do. So I see a lot of people who do business come here and they're shocked. They're like, wow, I didn't know you had a convention center. I didn't know you had a five-star hotel that meets the same standard as, you know, international standard.
My guest today, a sex, love, and relationship coach, Selena Lung. Selena, what's something you hear about Vietnam that's not true?
It's poor. Well, I mean, we used to be poor like a long time ago, but for now, I think people, especially young people, will love to make it rain, you know? as long as they find something they really like, they will just spend money for it. Yeah.
My guest today is an American. He's from Washington, D.C., who served in the Air Force for 10 years. Marquis Ryan. So, Ryan, what's something you hear about Vietnam that's not true?
I would say, first off, that of course, this is a verse. Coming from a place of privilege, I don't really leave District 1, Binh Thanh, or District 2 that much. But my perception of a third world country is different than what people call, when they say Vietnam is a third world country, I'm like, once again, the Wi-Fi is really good here, and it's comfortable, it's not violent. I remember growing up in D.C., I would turn on the TV, and it'd be like, oh, shooting a blue high school, shooting here, shooting here, shooting there. And then they go to commercial break, and then they'll be like, okay, well, more shootings. And just like, how many more shootings are they going to have? I've never felt scared for my life out here, you know? And when people think third world country, they're thinking like, ooh, bad, and this is like, you know, just trees or desert everywhere. Like, no, this is a very nice, comfortable place, and everyone is friendly, and it can get dangerous, but you better, that's you asking for it. I remember the most dangerous thing I ever saw was like, I think it was like World Cup time or something. There's a bunch of drunk British guys in a bar in Hoi An, and they slapped a staff or something, and they, oh my God, like 10 workers came out of nowhere and had cattle prods. You know, like the electricity thing they use on cows?
I got warned about that when I first came here. Vietnamese people love weapons, and I've seen it on online videos. They will grab anything, and they will use it.
Right, but it's provoked.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, not unprovoked. Like, just walking about with weapons, it's normally something has escalated the situation, but yeah, they will grab anything.
Right, that's what I realized. Even though I'm really big, this is just like a defensive. This is me, I'm like the American military. All these nukes right here, I don't want to ever use them. Mm-hmm. And I hold them so that people never approach me. Because yeah. I don't know how to fight.
Self-deterrence.
You're right.
Deterrence,
is it? Deterrence.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're like me, you may use your laptop at places where you have to use public Wi-Fi. This opens you up to digital snoopers. It's a massive problem. It can be your internet service provider, or you know who, looking at what you do online, or a cyber criminal trying to steal your bank passwords or credit card info, or even a hacker at the next table trying to steal your sensitive data. These days, it is vital that you keep your data safe. NordVPN keeps all of these snoopers away. It makes your internet activity private, protects you from accessing dangerous websites that are phishing for your data, and lets you enjoy your favorite content securely, even while away from home. And it's easy to use. Even I could use it. I've actually been using NordVPN for years now here in Vietnam, and I'm excited to be an affiliate partner with them. I've used NordVPN to watch Netflix, BBC, Disney Plus with ease, and I also know that my information and data are safe from prying eyes, whoever they may be. Join now and you'll get 68% off and 3 months free when you go to my link, nordvpn.com/smb. Just again, for those hard of hearing, nordvpn.com/smb. The link is also in the show notes. I know nobody checks them out, but go check that out and you can get the link from wherever you are listening to this podcast. As an affiliate partner, it also means that I will get a small commission when you sign up, but at no extra cost to you. So not only will you be getting a great deal through 7 Million Bikes, you get a great VPN and you'll be supporting 7 Million Bikes podcast. Stay safe online and enjoy the shows you love. Any questions, just let me know. You know how to get in touch with me. And thanks for listening to this show. Cheers.